Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about what WordPress auto-loaded data is and why you should care. I'm going to preface this topic with saying I learned a lot about this from Tim recently, and the whole reason why we're bringing this to you is we had some issues, and we wanted to share it with you guys in case you ever run into these same problems, and I'm going to let Tim take it away.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, David is absolutely right. We had some issues, me more specifically. I was planning on doing a big product launch recently. And a couple hours before I was planning on sending up email blasts, driving a ton of traffic to my site, I started having hosting issues. My website went down. Was able to get it figured out with my host, WP Engine. I'm on a dedicated server, so, you know, stuff like that shouldn't happen. And it turns out that the reason why my website went down was I had way too much auto-loaded data on my site. I'm going to explain what that is in a second. And so basically it bogged down my site and was straining my site way more than it should. And so getting regular consistent traffic that I'm getting from Google, from having a established website, each visit was draining more resources than it should. And so you scale that across thousands of visits, then it can bring down your site. And so not that I was getting thousands of visits at the exact same time. I wish someday. So that's essentially what happened. Now, WordPress auto-loaded data has to do with the database. Now, WordPress stores content in the database. And typically, when you load a WordPress page, it goes to the database and it grabs the content and it prepares the page on the fly with that dynamic content to make sure that it's getting the latest version of the post or the latest version of the page, or dynamically building the page, you know, with multiple posts. If it's your blog page, for example, that has your feed of all your posts. And so WordPress in general loads a lot slower than a static HTML website. However, a lot of people are using WordPress websites that load really quickly, and the reason for that is caching. Caching will take a static version of that page and serve that to the visitor instead of going to the database every time. And so caching significantly speeds up the website. However, there's auto-loaded data, which is stored in the WP options table, that can't be cached. If it's set to auto load, it means it's not going to be cached and it's going to be loaded with every single page. And so some content needs to be auto loaded. You know, for example, different scripts with e-commerce, you can't cache, you know, a checkout page, for example, because it needs to be, you know, a live fresh version in order to properly do the transaction. And so there's definitely conditions where auto-loaded data is necessary. However, most cases it's not. And so WordPress by default, when developers creating plugins are going to store something in the WP options table, by default it's set for auto-loaded to be true. Or yes, I forget, one of the two. And so that means that by default, a developer that doesn't know what they're doing and experience and create a plugin, they're going to auto load it by default. And so it's going to be loading content on every single page. Now, it doesn't mean that that content is actually being loaded in the HTML of the site where it's visible for users, but it's like the server is loading it, executing it. So it's almost like shooting blanks. It's going through all the effort of loading content, but not actually showing it. And so you can imagine that can put a strain on your server. And so that's what happened to me. And it turned out that there was a bug in the Easy Digital Downloads software licensing extension. And all the plugins that I had on my site that used that extension, it was auto-loading the changelog. The changelog, you know, that you see when you want to know what version updates were made, what fixes, it came out in the latest version, when the latest version was published, EDD will store that change log in the WP options table. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, it's not supposed to be auto-loaded. And so it was set to auto-load on every page. I had about 10 different plugins on my site that were all using EDD licensing and therefore storing their change log on my site set to auto-load. And it made the amount of auto-loaded data on my website 10 times as much as it should have been, which was a big part of the reason why my website went down, delayed my launch, big no-no. So that's kind of a brief summary. I try to make it as non-technical as possible. We have some links in the show notes to some awesome articles. Kinsta, a hosting company, has a really great one on auto-loaded data and how to check for it. You can check for it yourself and see the size of how much auto-loaded data is being on your site, and then it'll show you how to clear it out and that sort of thing. And the WP Engine has a simpler article, kind of gives you a good overview of some other database optimization. So this is the kind of thing that a lot of people don't talk about. Everyone talks about caching, everyone talks about CDNs, but auto-loaded data can't be cached, and a CDN doesn't really help it. And so if you have a huge database with a lot of auto-loaded data from your WP options table, then it's going to slow down your site, and it doesn't matter how many different caching plugins, CDNs, Cloudflare you're using, it's not going to make a difference. And so you can be doing everything else right, but if you're not checking for this, then you can slow down your site. And in my case, so much so that it actually crashed my website. It also had to do with all my customers pinging my server to activate their license key, and that kind of thing went into it as well, but it played a part. So apologize, David, that was very, very technical. I talked for 5 minutes straight on very technical stuff, but hopefully our listeners learned something in the process.
No problem, Tim. I'm glad I was here to give you, you know, moral support in explaining that super technical topic. That
Good.
I think it's good, valuable information, because some people may get to an issue where they have that, and they may want to take a look at it. I mean, I want to look at it now. If it was causing an issue for you, we use EDD, you know? Yep. How much is it slowing our servers down, you know? So
yeah. Totally.
It's all about learning and the process and the journey and, you know, just improving the process as we go along and stuff. And, you know, part of WP the podcast is when we learn stuff, we want to share it with you guys, our audience. And so there you go. And it may be Tim talking the entire time. Sometimes it may be me talking a lot of the time. So it just depends on kind of where we're at and what we're talking about. So tomorrow we've got another great topic, the best services for hosting your website's videos. Tim and I have done quite a bit of this, so we've got some good insight on platforms we use and which ones you may want to consider. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.